Do you know how much I look forward to our help meet time? It's that time. So let's go. Come on. Let's talk help meets and get excited about preparing for a new week. It's time to get prepared for a new week because it's time for sips and tips. It's help meet sips and tips. You know what to do when you come on in. You declare, I'm a help meet suitable. Oh, goodness. I finished. Don't judge me. I finished a bottle today of Martinelli's Apple Peach. Let me have a moment. Apple Peach. Again, one that's hard to find. So who's sipping on sparkling juice, sparkling cider, sparkling rosé, sparkling grape? Y'all gonna make me blush. I love it. Sipping on water, that's okay too. All right, so you came on for a tip, right? Yes, because this is our time together. So I'm a help meet suitable, and I'm Yvette Benton, the author of Help for the Help Meet. It's available on our website, geraldandyvette.com. So it's sips and tips time. Get your journals out. Get your pen out. This is serious business. Now, we have a good time, but we also have to make sure we're writing, we're learning, we're studying. Amazing. It's awesome. Okay. Let's get into the book. 2 Corinthians 5:18. 2 Corinthians 5:18. That's how page one starts. We're starting out. Bam. With a bang. Scripture. We've been talking about, let's memorize scripture. Let's study to show ourselves approved. There are things that God is asking us to do. And if we know where the scripture is, we can get stronger. And this book, full of scripture. All right. 2 Corinthians 5:18, it says, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. That sounds good. God has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. God's reconciled us to him first. I know a lot of people want reconciliation in their marriage. I know a lot of people are saying, God, reconcile. But first, God has to reconcile us back to himself. And yes, is all about the prosperity of God. He's doing something big, but that's a whole, side note. Good. 2 Corinthians 5:18. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So when God sent Jesus to die for our sins, what he was doing was giving us a way to be reconciled back to him. If nothing else, we're going to sip on the fact that I'm reconciled back to God. Through Jesus Christ. Woo! That's good. And has given us a ministry of reconciliation. God, through Jesus, has reconciled us to him. And then that has allowed us to have a ministry of reconciliation. That's 2 Corinthians 5:18. Do you know, right at the time that Gerald and I were about to have the worst season of our marriage, a man of God looked over at us and laid hands on us, and he said, oh, you two have a ministry of reconciliation. I was like, what does that even mean? Yes, he says, all over you. You all have a ministry of reconciliation. Well, what in the world did I know at that time? My God, that how true that was. But we all, once we're reconciled back to God, we have a ministry of reconciliation. Satan doesn't want you to know. Here's the secret. You already have a ministry of reconciliation. Ooh, because 2 Corinthians 5:18 says so. When you reconcile, bring yourself. Look, when your mom used to say, bring your tail, bring yourself in the house. Bring yourself back to God. And once you bring yourself to God, you already have a ministry of reconciliation. Satan doesn't want you to know. Satan wants you to think that this is something you don't already have. Look, Satan, I already have a ministry of reconciliation because I'm reconciled to God. So my marriage is automatically reconciled because I'm reconciled back to God. Oh, sip on that. Tell the devil where he can go with his foolishness. Tell him. I have a ministry of reconciliation, devil. So I know what it might look like, but I'm not concerned. I know what it might sound like, but I'm not worried. Because I have a ministry of reconciliation according to 2 Corinthians 5:18. Then I put scripture with the prophetic word that was spoken about Gerald. So on the mountain today, Gerald actually had revelation that in the time that he was at his worst, when he said he could smell hell, like, Lord Jesus, you so close to hell, you can smell it. That's a real thing. When people go so far away from God, that has happened and that has been documented. That has happened. And he said today online that when he could literally, he had gotten so bad, he could smell, have the smell of hell, that he used what God gave me to write out scriptures that describe who he was. It was the scripture that pulled him back. Woo! Reconciliation is just pull me back. I have a ministry of reconciliation. So the word of God that I wrote on the paper and he read it, it pulled him back to God. Since I'm reconciled back to God, I've got a ministry of reconciliation. Sip. Oh my goodness. Sip on that. So I put the word of God and described who he was. So I said, put in the scripture with the prophetic word that was spoken about Gerald. It took my faith to another level. When the word of God is describing who you are, it takes your faith to another level. Then I would decree about the gifts that Gerald had and recite prophetic words that were spoken. But that gave my efforts more strength. And it's actually putting scripture to it. I had to look for that. I said, I know that's in the book somewhere. Y'all, I know I wrote it, but you know, hey, I'm a student of this word. This thing is not easy. This thing does not come naturally. I have to study. I don't care if my name's on the bottom of the book. You see me in this book, I'm studying to show myself approved. My husband is growing and changing, and the help meet he needs now is different from the help meet he needed when he was out on the streets homeless. A whole different help me. So I got to keep up. You've got to keep up. We pray it until we see it. And when we see it, we protect it. If you're not on Tuesday prayer, you don't even understand what that is. But I'm going to need you to be on Tuesday prayer. Help me, sips and tips. We put this in our journal. Write down who your spouse is. First, you have to know you have a ministry of reconciliation. Reconcile your spouse back to God. You go back to God and a sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. You are one. When you reconcile back to God, then you start speaking over your spouse. I'm reconciling you back to God. Your marriage has no need of worry when the spouses are reconciled back to God. Think about it. Think about it. You don't even have to worry about praying for your marriage when individuals are reconciled back to God. Once Gerald started seeing those scriptures, started speaking those scriptures, I spoke them. I believed them. Then he spoke them and he believed them. He got reconciled back to God. He wasn't reconciled back to me. He didn't reconcile back to me. That's not what God said. God said, give him those scriptures. God knew what he needed. He knew I've got to get him reconciled back to me. Then once he's reconciled back to me, oh, I can work out the marriage. I can work out the fathering. I can work out the gifts. Get him back to me. So help me. You have a ministry of reconciliation. It's in your book. That's what I want you to do. Get your journal out. Get your journal out. The tip, I have a ministry of reconciliation. I'm reconciled back to God. So I have a ministry of reconciliation. So I'm going to declare over my king. I'm going to declare over my husband. And I'm going to make sure he gets reconciled back to God. My marriage is safe when he's reconciled back to God. My marriage is thriving when he's reconciled back to God. My Lord, I'm enjoying a better marriage now than I did before the problems. That's only God. when he says, I'll do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, it's because I have a ministry of reconciliation. The power is in me. The power is in my words. As long as I use the word when I use my mouth. So I got to speak the word and know who I am and know what God said. When we read the word, we realize, wait, the devil doesn't have anything on me because I've got a ministry of reconciliation. I want you to write that in your journal in all capital letters. I have a ministry of reconciliation. Even if you're not having marriage problems, you want your marriage to improve. You want your marriage to be stronger. The devil needs to know what you have in your mouth, in your hand. Woo! You have the strength of a ministry of reconciliation. That's so good. You need to sip. Because ladies, with the ministry of reconciliation, what are you speaking out of your mouth? What are you ministering in your ministry? You have it. So that's the declaration. I have a ministry of reconciliation. Some of you didn't know that. Well, now you know. That's why we spend some time together. We read our book. That's why we use our journal. This is some good news. You have a ministry of reconciliation. Use your ministry. Use your ministry. Operate in your ministry. Let's go. So that's the declaration for the day. I have a ministry of reconciliation. Say it until you mean it. Say it until you know it. Say it until you act like it. Say it until your faith level raises. I have a ministry of reconciliation. So I know. I know my rights. I know my authority. And I'm going to do it. I have a ministry of reconciliation. Let's do that. Let's speak it. Let's say it until we see it. And when we see it, we protect it. Because we know we have a ministry of reconciliation. The enemy doesn't want to stop at just us knowing. He wants to hinder us. Oh no, but I have authority and power over all powers of the enemy. So now I have a ministry of reconciliation and authority and power. Woo! Together? I've been clapping a lot because I've been excited a lot. Woo, together. Oh, that's good news. And what do? When we hear good news, we sip sparkling juice. Apple peach for today. So that was the tip for the day, ladies. I'm so glad you joined me. For sips and tips. I'm declaring it. I got to use my authority. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for joining me. I will be back for another tip for our help meet time. I'll have some more sparkling juice. You'll have some sparkling juice, water, tea, whatever you want to have. All right. Go to jaredandyvette.com for all the things that you are in need of. All the webinars are there. Books are there. Journals are there. You need something? Go and get it. And then review on our YouTube channel or on our page. Review some of the broadcasts. We did a broadcast on agree to disagree. It was great. Who was on Friday night by the fire? My husband had a whole epiphany. Is that what you call it? He had a whole revelation online about the help meet role and how it plays together and making choices and decisions. If you missed it, go back and watch Friday night by the fire on our page and our YouTube channel. Yes, declare, I have a ministry of reconciliation, and I will see you ladies on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. Tuesday at 7, Wednesday at 11. Go check out the website and get what you need. We will see you soon. There's information on the mentoring program and our one-on-one online coaching. Whatever it is that you need, look it up, pray about it, which is important, and get what you are in need of.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.